Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ivan.
And this is Mark.
Did you guys see the photograph of my dad's void deck? The stone seats were all taken away. And the stone table.
Why?
Got people gambling, ma. Got old folks gambling. So I took away the stone seats.
Wow, your town council very forward-thinking.
Very forward.
Good evening. My colleagues and I are here at Block 128 to talk to the town council think tank that thwarted the rampant illegal gambling that took place in this very void deck.
Yes, tell us, Professor. What was the problem?
Got people complain. Many old people like to gambling at this block of flat using this stone table and stone seats. So our town council think tank solved the problem.
But what did you do?
We removed the stone table and the stone seats. Clever, right? Our research showed that the gambler like to sit down here to gamble. So we removed the source of the problem.
Well, wouldn't that inconvenience other residents at this block of flats by losing their sitting area in this open space?
We believe it's a small price to pay to solve this gambling problem.
So are you replacing the stone seats?
We are introducing the movable seats and tables that can change location randomly. By keeping the seats movable, we ensure the gambling does not happen in the one place.
So has the gambling stopped?
We have noticed that gambling sessions are shorter because they have to stand or squat to gamble. If the gamblers get better stamina, we will look into ripping up the floors as well.
Was that the only reason your think tank ripped up the stone tables and seats, Professor?
The town council, would like to clarify that the stone seats were not removed only for the gambling reason, because the people did not slow down when approaching the stone seats and they hurt themselves.
You mean people were speeding in the void decks?
We put up the sign, asked the resident to slow down to the speed of 3 km per hour when they walk there, but no one listened, and some people kena langgar into the stone table.
I see, that explains the dents in the lift doors too.
People must slow down when walking in the void deck. And people must learn to drift when walking to avoid a collision. You go watch the Too Fast, Too Furious Tokyo Drift? Like that.
Professor, I understand there has been a spate of burglaries in this estate too.
Yes. Our town council think tank look into this burglary problem also. We notice that every time there is a case of home intrusion, most of the time it is due to the burglars entering doors. Hence, we at the town council will be putting the concrete and sealing up all our flats' doors.
Wouldn't that hamper the residents from getting into their homes?
We believe it's a small inconvenience to solve a criminal problem, don't you think? Besides, the concrete will convert their whole flat into a bomb shelter instead of just their storeroom.
Well, Professor, do you have any final message for your viewers?
Parents, stone seats are a leading cause of gambling in neighborhoods. Help us to stamp out stone seats today. Say no to comfort. The Mr. Brown Show is a very naughty podcast from MrBrownShow.com. We at the Town Council Think Tank believe that a lot of the listening to this podcast takes place on the stone seats as well.